Singer-songwriter Jules Shear joins us live in the studio with his friends Rob Hyman and Eric Bazillion of the Hooters along for accompaniment. His new album is called Dreams Don't Count. From his start with Jules and the Polar Bears to some stellar solo albums and many hits for others, many with his original arrangements remaining intact, Jules has had a long career. The Cafe's Dan Reed will talk with him in just a moment after this performance of the new song, You Anymore, from Jules Shear.
Cold. I'm all dressed up for a funeral. And I saw you again, four-dimensional. Maybe more, I couldn't even see. So sweet, someone could rip you apart. You buy an old house with your old money, and with the old change you buy an old car. I still got a picture of you. It's not you anymore. Got a picture of you. It's not you anymore. With the buttoning meant so little, how could the unbuttoning mean so much? Like you only could exist to feel my touch. So tired of trying. One more fling to persuade a girl of anything. You were so sweet. Someone could rip you apart. Slowly you took it off. I still got a picture of you. It's not you anymore. I still got a picture of you. It's not you anymore. Oh. Someone you didn't need at all. I still got a picture of you. It's not you anymore. Oh. It's not you anymore.
Jules Shear on the World Cafe, and that's a track called You Anymore from the new album Dreams Don't Count here on the World Cafe. Reading your bio, it was close to my heart. You seem like the transistor radio under the covers kind of kid, like a lot of us were, who loved music. And I read about you back in your hometown of Pittsburgh, going up to the radio station and, you know, checking out the boss jocks at the Top 40 station doing their thing.
Is that stuff all in there?
It's all in there. What is, when you first heard your music on the radio to today, hearing your songs, do you still get the same visceral thrill of hearing your tunes on the radio?
Yeah, especially if you're just driving somewhere and you just hear it on the radio. Yeah, really big thrill. Yeah, that's really big. I mean, it doesn't happen all that often for me. And when it does happen, it's like really great. When Cyndi Lauper had a big hit with my song, I heard it a lot more. That was really exciting, yeah, sure.
Now, is there a difference from hearing your song, you doing the songs, as opposed to you writing the song? I wonder if you could describe that to someone who's never written songs before. It's like, what's the difference?
Well, I ordinarily wouldn't be so involved in, except on Cyndi's record, I sang all the background vocals. So I was hearing myself as well when I heard Cyndi do the song. But It really wasn't that different. It was just really exciting.
Kind of an unusual musical lineup. How did you conceive this album? It seems pretty cohesive. It seems to me like it was written.
Surprisingly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what we did was when I originally thought about doing this record, it was Stuart Lerman, who was my producer, who said, just come on down to New York and do a bunch of songs on acoustic guitar, and we'll just have those, you know, and we'll have recordings, you know. So I went and did songs on acoustic guitar, and they sounded pretty good, and I just left it at that. And then I sent them off to a guy named Peter Lubin, who called me up immediately and said, you know, this stuff is really great, but, you know, you could just do a couple little things, and you could turn it into a real album. And I hadn't really considered that. I just thought I wrote a bunch of songs, and I just went and recorded them. But we decided we would try to do that. We would get some string players and chose a few little things that we thought would make it a little more like a record, and did that, and it worked out really good.
Kind of speaks to your history of really digging collaborations, and a lot of our listeners may know that Jules conceived the idea of MTV Unplugged when it first started, and your idea at that time was to bring musicians together and sort of jammed in an unplugged atmosphere, and you actually hosted the first part of those shows. I wonder if you could speak to the amount of trust that's involved when you write and perform with other people.
Well, sometimes I've had to do that, and sometimes I've wanted to do it. In the case of Unplugged, I just thought it'd be interesting to have people on and try to do a song all together. And we would try to have two artists on every show, even if they didn't know each other. We would try to get everybody to play something together at the end. And that was the first year of Unplugged was like that. I thought it worked really good. MTV wanted to do something different. They wanted to have one person who did the entire show. And I just said, you know, that's going to be really boring for me to say, you know, hi, I'm Jules Shear, and then here's this other guy. And so I just left the show at that point.
We were talking earlier about some of the songs that Jules had penned. They include a wonderful song that Alison Moyet had a big hit with called Whispering Your Name, and the Bangles did If She Knew What She Wants. And we were talking earlier about Cyndi Lauper's cover of All Through the Night. I was wondering if you guys would mind playing for us.
Yeah, sure. We'll do that. All through the night, I'll be awake, I'll be with you. All through the night, this precious time, when time is new. Oh, all through the night.
say without sound. We have no past, we won't reach back. Keep with me forward on through the night. And once we start, the meter ticks and it goes running all through the night until. Cry till stray cat sings back all through the night. They have forgotten what by day they lack. Oh, the sleep in your eyes is enough. Let me be there.
Jules Scheer is here along with Rob Hyman, Eric Bazillion. Jules' new album is called Dreams Don't Count on the Mad Dragon label. Thank you very much for being with us today on the World Cafe.
Be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks to Jules Scheer for joining us today, and also thanks to the Cafe's Dan Reed. If you're looking for Jules' new album, head to our website at worldcafe.com. www.npr.org and look in our World Cafe CD store there.